11th parak of Bara, second Mishnah. Kol ha-safik toer l'tshuva, toer l'chatas. Anything which, a type of safik which, if it would be in Truma, it would be tar. So too, by the Paraduma waters, it is also tar. Kol ha-tol l'tshuva nishpach l'chatas. Something which is considered a safik, a truma, in which case we don't eat it, but we don't burn it. But in respect to the paraduma, we just spill it out. And also, gav of tahiras, if they use this water to and sprinkle it on somebody, you know, it was a subject was kosher or not, and afterwards they make tahiras. So tluyos, those tahiras are now suffic tome. Harifofos. There's some types of mesh made out of wood. So tahiris lekodesh l'tshuva l'chatas. These things are not kalim. It's a wooden crisscross formation. Anyway, it's not a full fledged kli, and therefore it's not makabel tumah in respect to anything, not in respect to kodesh or truma or paraduma. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, are odos tmeis lachatos. Odos are trees that are not very tight and firm, and when someone leans on them, they move a little bit. So as a result of this, he holds that it can have some shaykhes to mishkov hazov. Zog putting his weight on something, so even though he's not mamish moving them with his weight, but since he can shake them with his weight, that's going to be less enough to consider them ro'oi le mishkov, and mele can cause problems like habichatas and tamachatas. Hara'odos starts wooden lattice work is not considered a kli, and therefore it's tar in respect to truma and kodesh and paraduma waters. Rabbi Lezer Odos Tmeis Lachatas. If you have some types of beams of wood that do not move around so easily, but they do get, you can't shake them, so he holds that's enough for them to be able to be makabel tumas midras when Zav leans on them, and therefore they'll be tomei in respect to paraduma water.